What up, you guys? You know who it is. It's your boy Keith Fit. And to the left of me, as always, is my dude. The one, the only, huh? My business partner and my best friend. Workout partner as well. Huh? Lou Money!
What up, what up? What's Mr. Fit?
What's happening, Lou?
Not much, man. Another new year diving in fresh.
Exactly. And so with that being said, I just want everybody to wish everybody a happy New Year's. We're a couple days late with it. That's all right. We was enjoying time with the family. And I know y'all ain't heard from us in a minute. But, I mean, holidays had things a little bit, I want to say out of whack. Detoured us a little bit. But that's all right. We back on track. And we back coming to you guys, bringing in 2024. Hot, huh? Hot.
Yes, so.
Appreciate you guys for tuning in, man. Happy New Year's, man. So, what's popping, Lou?
Not much, man. Just you know, like you said, spending time with the family, and just staying locked in, having a stronger mentality, mindset, and you know, diving in on our goals. I know we have goals to achieve,
absolutely,
also as an individual. We
right.
want to achieve our individual goals as well.
Right.
So, I mean, but other than that, dude, 2024 is looking solid right now.
Heck yeah. What is today? Today's the third, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Man, it's day three of the new year, man. So, yeah, I guess I've been on the same thing. Not I guess, but I definitely have been, you know what I mean? Enjoying time with the family. I love to hear that, too, Lou, like. Never beat that time with the family, man. That's special, that's important, that's valuable. You know what I mean? So I'm doing the same, spending time with the family. Excited about 2024 because, like you said, setting goals. I'm setting goals, we setting goals, and I'm hoping that the viewers tuning in has been setting goals. What's that thing? They call it the New Year's resolution, right?
Yes, sir.
And so, I mean, you got any New Year resolutions, brother?
Definitely want to become a stronger, better person as an individual.
Right,
Get back into my, what is it called? My books.
Okay, doing like reading
yeah,
more.
Getting into some more reading and understanding life. Fatherhood, you know, all this extra stuff that I've become in 2024, that 2023 has been giving me.
Right.
So with everything that I got in 2024, is basically just gonna build that foundation on what 2023 gave to me, man.
I feel that. Use 2023's gifts, could say, to you as a platform to build off of, propelling yourself forward even more forward in life for 2024. I feel that, bro. 1,000%, man. I like that, man.
Don't want no negativity.
Nah.
Don't want to lose the lack of interest in my goals.
Right.
Or
remaining focused.
Staying humble.
Right.
Knowing what's around, who you're surrounding yourself with. You know, all that can play in will 2024 might lead you.
Absolutely.
So if you're hanging around with negative people, with negative mindsets, you're going to turn out to be one of those negative people with the negative mindset.
You carry that negative mindset, exactly, man. So like that's freaking awesome, bro. I think I definitely share similar things when we're talking about, in comparison, when we're talking about the New Year's resolution. You know what I'm saying? Growth and development is always the main goal. So here 2024, definitely looking forward to growing, developing, blossoming, becoming a better version of myself. Right, which you are as well. And a big piece of that is what you mentioned, opening a book, right? Doing the research, getting your mind right, focusing, sharpening your mental. You know what I mean? That mentality is so so powerful. You know what I mean? Can't be out here going insane, yo. Can't be out here on some cuckoo crazy stuff. You know what I mean? So. You gotta have the right mindset. Your mind is gonna be a huge piece to the puzzle in navigating yourself forward in life, far as accomplishing those goals, but not just moving, you know what I mean? Right. Setting up that proper blueprint mentally for yourself, you know what I mean? Or even if you was writing it down physically for yourself, you know what I mean? Just to get you moving in the right direction. So having a strong mind is powerful. So that's definitely on the to-do list.
Oh, for sure. Then just, I think I brought it up, bro, back in season one.
Yeah.
Back in season one, dog. I think it was episode one, too.
Yeah.
The everybody want to be successful, right?
Right, right.
Everybody has, everybody wants to see the world success. On a piece of paper or on, you know, a text message or anything.
Right.
Like you pass. You're successful, right?
Right.
But to have that mentality, bro, is I broke the world down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like the S is for strength.
Strength. Okay. And, yeah, I remember. Okay.
Yeah, and like you have to have a strong mindset, man. You know, right. I'm not talking about being the biggest dude in the world.
No, it's all about the
mindset. It's all about your mind on how engaged you put your mind to something and how focused you are and dedication and understanding that you are strong in your mind.
Right, right.
And you know, once you carry that, it carries throughout your body, bro. You're carrying that positivity.
Absolutely. Everything, it starts with the mind, man.
And just like in success too, the you.
Right.
You're unique. Different. You're Mr. Fit. You're definitely different from me.
Right.
Mr. Money's different from you.
Right.
But guess what? We work together to build a strong team. Mm. By why? Why do we do that? Because you're a positive man. I'm a positive man. We come together. We do positive things.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Moving in a positive manner.
Exactly. So you got the C as in courage.
Yeah.
You know, always courage people, because when you courage people, they're giving you courage back.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You do a good thing for one down the road, one's going to do good for you.
Right, you know what I mean? Right.
So with the other C, man, you got to have the confidence.
Man.
Come on now.
You better say that. You got to have the confidence.
You got to carry yourself.
Yeah.
Especially in 2024 now, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely,
you have
absolutely.
Confident in yourself, you know?
Need
love
that.
Love yourself. Understand yourself. Draw all your attention. It might sound greedy, but draw your attention to yourself, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, understand what kind of a audience you're bringing.
You know, that's greedy, but shoot, that's self, man. Self-love, bro, is very important,
man. And that's what
success
is going to be on, dude. Success is on yourself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know what I mean? It's a selfish game.
And you, like I said, in college, you reach back and you bring another individual with you.
Exactly. Exactly.
E, you got the energy, baby. Come on now. You already know.
Right.
Come gotta on, have the energy.
Need it. We can't move forward if we ain't got no energy.
Exactly. We don't go to pushing the gym us. And not lift weights. We don't go on the court and not play ball.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I'm in the car, don't drive without no gas.
There we go. Gotta have that energy, baby.
Need that,
you know,
energy,
what I mean?
Man.
And the two S's, man, is studying and smiles, bro.
Man, for real.
You gotta have all. To me, that's what success means to me, bro, in 2024.
And that's powerful, man. And I appreciate you for sharing that, man, because those individuals that might not have seen or heard of it in season one get to hear it now, especially entering 2024, man. Success is powerful, and that version is incredible, bro. And I believe it should resonate with a few of these individuals tuning in, man. If not the whole word itself, a few key points that it breaks down into, right?
Right, right.
Should definitely resonate, because that's very important, you know what I'm saying? Studying, getting your knowledge, sharpening your mind, your wisdom, you know what I mean? Things like that. Strength, understanding that you're strong and the strength lies within you, will ultimately increase the C, courage, you know what I mean? Making you more courageous, so that when you face those things, those obstacles, you're not scared to move forward or to attempt to overcome them. You know what I mean?
Well, even to ask for help.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Think about it. That's powerful, too.
You think Thomas Edison didn't get a little bit of help?
Now. Right. You know what? And that's huge, because in the world that we live in, everybody talks about self-made, but really, or they try to proclaim right. self-made, but really none of us in this world is ever self-made. You know what I'm saying? We get assistance from somebody. You know what I mean? You look at Jay-Z and Beyonce. They got an assistant helping them out in the office. Right. You know what I mean? Kevin Hart has an assistant helping him out in the office. All these people, they got somebody. Even drizzling down to different organizations like Little Caesar's Pizza. They got a manager. They got an assistant manager. You know what I mean?
Right, everybody needs help, man.
Everybody does. You know, and that ask for help. It's huge, bro. It's huge. And it's something that a lot of individuals should definitely, you know what I mean, consider when times are getting hard or adversities intensifying and your journey and your path is becoming a little bit more difficult than you would like it to be. Although you have the courage to keep moving forward, asking for some help to assist you along the journey is only going to help benefit you in the path towards getting to your success like you want to. You know what I'm saying? So I do like that, bro, man. 2024, baby, is looking real beautiful right now, man.
It is. Opportunities, you know, open your eyes, open the view, the vision. If you just do an everyday routine and you're not happy, that's on you.
Right. Shoot.
If you open your vision and see the opportunity and what the world has to offer to you, take it.
Right.
Reach out, grab it. Oh my gosh. Even just a raise at your job. Take it. Grab it. You know what? Everybody's happy for that, right?
Right. Getting a raise.
Yeah.
You know?
One little thing.
That's huge.
Right? Everybody loves that.
Right.
But one little thing, like your car lights went out. Or they see the world that everybody hates to see it. Bills.
Right.
They think the world's going to end.
They think the world's going to end. You know what I mean? For real. Because, I get what you're saying. Don't sweat the small stuff, man. That's what it comes down to, right? Don't sweat the small stuff and don't be afraid of change. Instead of being afraid of it, embrace it. Change is where we all begin to grow at, how we develop, how we blossom. If you do the same thing and expect different results, that's what? Insanity. And so that way you're not being, you know what I mean? It's just crazy to think that you can do the same thing and expect different results. So if you're stuck in like you were saying, Lou, if the individual is stuck inside that routine, that constant routine, change, and they're not seeing no development, change something. You know what I mean? And then don't freaking sweat the small stuff,
don't
man.
Sweat it no more,
don't
man.
Sweat it.
Blow
like,
it out.
Right, that's a waste of energy. The thing is, when we walk through the world, we all carry some energy with us. You know what I mean? It's all a matter of how we channel it and where we place it. You know what I mean? So when we begin to get frustrated, you know, 2024, man, this is a goal for everybody. When you begin to get frustrated, man, like I was saying, that energy, channel it and direct it towards something more productive, something positive for yourself, right? Like,
right.
If you're frustrated, you got anger issues or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, channel it.
Let me ask you this, though.
What's up?
How's 2024 looking your way, brother?
For what? For what I'm trying to... Oh, man, it's looking beautiful, man. 2024 is looking beautiful, man. What you talking about? Wow, we got the... Come on, we got the... It's looking beautiful, man. It's looking beautiful. But real quick, I'm going to answer that, bro. But hold on. I got to definitely finish informing the viewers just real quick, man. Like, channel your energy towards something productive, right? Towards accomplishing a goal, right? And so... whatever that may be, I don't know, but direct yourself towards that, you know what I mean, when you begin to get frustrated, so that way you're not really just stressing for nothing, you know what I mean, you're using this stress to benefit yourself and allow yourself to become better. But to answer your question, Lou Money, you know what it is, dog, you know what it is, player, we out here. I'm excited about 2024, man. We got some big things. Got March 24th. We got this our first live speaking event. Not first, but first live one for 2024 speaking event. It's gonna be dope down here in Cleveland. Kicking it off, you know what I mean? Getting lit, popping it, you know what I mean? What is it? Signing autographs, kissing babies, shaking hands, you know what I mean? Hugging best friends, taking pictures, all of that, man. It's going to be fun. And then down in, that's that, March. And then down in, what is it? May. Maybe headed down to, Miami, baby. Come on now. Headed to Miami. About to go touch down in Miami. Do a live, no static radio show. So make sure you guys tune in. If you haven't been tuning in to No Static Radio, check it out. www.nostaticradio.net. We're coming on the air at 3 p.m. every Saturday. So tune in. It's live. It's lit. You know what I mean? We going ham.
Yes, sir.
And then as of right now... we got the Vegas trip for the Olympia down in, what is that, October, I believe? Yeah, October, I believe it is, for the Mr. Olympia. Again, another live, no static radio show that we're going to be putting on, interviewing all these Olympians, doing the thing, you know what I mean? Making it do what it do, how it do what it do, when it needs to do what it needs to do. You feel me?
I feel you, big dog.
We got some big things coming up, man. And other than that, you know what I mean? I'm in the process of writing a book. And this book's going to be epic. You know what I mean? I'm hoping to actually I'm at a phase, and I'm hoping to get to the next phase sometime 2024. I don't put no date on it yet. And this is kind of like a spoiler alert a little bit. But I'm working on a book, man. I'm working on crossing over or opening the door as an author. I got a team down to a publisher. Down to publish it, and when we get this and piece this all together, man, we're gonna get it out there, man, and hopefully it's gonna do nothing but add value to this world, shake this world up in a positive manner. That's what it's about, baby. And then I also got I'm looking at a couple bodybuilding competitions that I'm thinking about competing in. Not too sure which one exactly. That's another spoiler alert for you cats tuning in. I might be, your boy might be stepping on stage again, man. So any competitors out there, be ready. It's about to go down, man. We about to have an epic show. I don't know which one I'm stepping on. I guess I'll let you guys know in due time when I decide. But I've been in the gym hitting it hard, staying locked in and focused on a mission, man, on a mission. And I'm also hitting the gym hard, staying locked in and focused because I got a couple movie deals coming up this year. So, come on now. I'm trying to be Dwayne Johnson. but not really be Dwayne Johnson, but something like him, man. Out here, films. I'm trying to do it all, man. So, but these are goals and dreams that I've had since I was a child. So, to be able to
see the process,
yeah, of it come into life is a beautiful feeling, and then to be able to put my foot down and keep moving, taking the steps in the right direction. I just been at bat, you know what I mean? Just like each and every one of us are. Mm-hmm. And every time that ball comes, you know, you just swing it. You swing that bat, if it's a strike, you know what I mean? All right, pitch it at me again, you know what I mean? There's another ball coming, another fastball. So, I just know that I'm just confident in myself. And knowing that's what you talked about in success as well, confidence, huh? That's something that, yeah, that's powerful. That's all I was saying. That was powerful.
It's all carried in 2024.
All carried in 2024. So, remaining confident in myself, because I know I'm gonna hit a home run one of these days, man. I hit a grand slam in a few. I'm being for real,
like,
man.
2024 about to be. Living, bro.
It's about to be living, dude. It is. It's about to be living, you know what I mean? But we got plenty more things to work on, man. More doors opening up. More opportunities for KFLM, Keith Fit TV, No Static Radio. All the things that we're involved in, bro. You know what I mean? We got opportunities opening up left and right. We're about to rock 2024, man. Dominate this thing, you know what I mean? And that's how, and we actually encourage you all to do the same. I don't know what y'all vision may be or anything like that, but if you have a dream, have a goal, come on, man. This is the year of no wasting time. Mm. You know?
Want to say that one more time for them?
This is the year of no wasting time. Yeah, I mean, no more wasting time. You told yourself you was going to be a cook, but never went to culinary arts school because you claimed you didn't have the time. So you make the time. You know what I mean? You make the time. You told yourself you was going to be a realtor, but never went to get your real estate license because you claim you don't have the time. You make the time. You know what I mean? Nobody has the time. We all get given the same 24 hours. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The same 24 hours. It's how you use it. You know what I mean? Prioritize. Prioritize what is meaningful to you. That's where change becomes powerful. People be stuck in the rut doing the same thing every day, all day, and scared to make the change because it throws them off a little bit. Don't be scared of the change. Don't run from it now. Embrace it. God places...
Chase after it.
You know what I mean? Chase after it. God places all his most huge blessings behind adversity. And because you're scared of change, that fear creates change as an adverse situation for you. So embrace it. Now on the other side of that adverse situation becomes prosperity. You change it up a little bit, and no telling how far you can go. You don't read at night. You don't pick up a book at night. Instead, you turn on some TV or you playing some video games. That's cool. But then don't be surprised if you're not as wise as you want to be. You know what I mean? That's another thing that can just change in your routine. But we as humans, we're creatures of habit. We're habitual creatures. So we become, you know what I mean, stagnant. Not purposefully, but non-intentionally. But we have the ability to break free. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We have the ability to break free. And that's what 2024 should be about, man.
Break free, man.
Yup, this is it. Time to rise.
This is your restart.
Absolutely. Rise to the occasion, man.
Opportunities there, jump at it.
For sure, brother. For sure, man.
Opportunities there, jump at it.
Opportunities there, jump
at it. You see a door closed? There's another one open.
Exactly.
That one's closed, another one's open.
You better say that, brother.
Chase after it, man. No matter how hard or how many times you give up, you want to quit. It's heavy. You're stressed. You're frustrated. Keep going. Chase after it. Because at the end, guess what? You're working for yourself and you're becoming a better individual every second of the day. Hey, I missed a fit. I failed at lifting.
Oh.
All right. How many times did you try it? Oh, just once. And I never touched it again.
Never touched it again.
Why? Oh, because I couldn't do it. Okay. But why did you quit the whole gym?
Right.
Oh, because I couldn't do it. So what makes you think just because you couldn't lift it up one time that you had to quit the whole thing? You know what I'm saying?
I do. Just because
you can't get it up the first time, the second time, the third time, the 70th time, the 99th time.
Don't mean that you can't eventually get that
exactly.
up.
Exactly. But the 100th time, you got it up.
Bam.
Boom. The smile. What I tell you in success.
Exactly.
The smile comes out. The energy's there. Oh my God.
Right.
It's the lit. Courage.
It's a party.
You're unique.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing it.
You're doing it. All of that.
It all plays a factor, bro.
It does.
Not giving up. Success is key, man.
Yeah. Exactly.
Strive.
Push. Man, brightness say
is
that.
Right there in front of you.
Say that.
The stress will go away.
Right. And it's there for all of us, man. It's there for all of us. It's right there. So, yeah, just keep swinging, man. Make this year productive, man. That's what this is all about, man. This is the first podcast of 2024, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Come on now. Where's the fireworks at, huh? Look. There we go. They popping off now. Hey. But no, this is exciting. This is exciting. So this episode was dope than a mug, man. I ain't gonna lie. We appreciate you guys for tuning in, man. And I really hope that something within this resonates with one of you guys listening in, man. Pretty much to sum it all up, man, is kick butt. You know what I mean? We're not telling you to be fearless.
No. Screw that. Kick some ass. That's what it means.
Right.
Some ass.
Right. Flat out. And we're not telling y'all to be fearless. You know what I mean? The fear is gonna be there. I get that. We get that. You know what I mean? We all face those situations that seem a little scary for us to step outside our comfort zone in. You know what I mean? But just because the fear is there doesn't mean it has to play a factor in limiting the possibilities of what could be for you. You know what I mean? So keep moving forward, man. Be courageous. Focus up. Stay confident. Stay locked in.
Kick some ass.
Be that unique individual you is. And yeah, kick some ass. Until next time, baby. Rock it out, all right? We out of here. Oh, and before we go, I just want y'all to know that we love those that love us. And if you don't love us, it's cool.
Because we still got mad love for y'all.
All right. Until next time, man, we're going to catch y'all later. Holla at y'all. Have a blessed one, all right?
Peace.